Dream of golden riches.
This is the singer Alani performing live in our studio. Welcome to The Checkout. It's also a podcast that you can subscribe to. Produced at WBGO in Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Alani, she's a new voice with an old soul from the United Kingdom. Her old school crooner style shows that she may be from a bygone era. And as she'll explain in our studio, that's on purpose. Her music directly channels her great uncle, the legendary Leslie Hutchinson, also known as Hutch. At one point in the early 20th century, Leslie Hutchinson was considered to be one of the most famous cabaret singers in England, having collaborated with many American greats, including Cole Porter. Alani talks to us about that, plus shares some of her own original songs from her wild and vivid imagination. Music that can be heard on her debut recording, You and I. We might think she was teleported from the past, from an era of Billie Holiday, Edith Piaf, Paul Robeson. But then you look at the spelling of her name, A-L-A dot capital N-I, she might be a robot from the future. To make all of these paradoxes come true, we welcome the singer Alani to our studio.
Hello?
Hello.
I like that.
Catch some cherry blossom by the river, blowing through the flowing of my heart. If you see me somewhere down the river, come and stand beside me, it's all right. Come to me, stay with me, say you'll be a friend to me, and love, oh, an enchanted love lives forever and a day. So catch some cherry blossom by the river, blowing through the flowing of my heart. I hope to see you somewhere down that river. Come and stand beside me, it's all right. And fall for me, long for me, always be a friend to me, and love, oh, an enchanting love, it lives forever and a day. Cherry blossom by the river, blowing through the flowing of my heart. I hope to see you somewhere down that river. Come and stand beside me, it's all all
extra slow tempo of Cherry Blossom here in our studio at WBGO on the checkout, welcoming Alani. So what
Hi.
Is
Hello. Okay. Here.
So what is it? Are you from the past or the future?
Oh, I think I'm from the now. I have to tell myself every day just to be present. Otherwise, life gets really overwhelming, really. So I'm in the present.
Oh, it must be overwhelming for you because, as I've noticed, you've pretty much hit every major music magazine show here and across the pond. You are from the UK, now living in Paris. And so this has been, I guess, quite a year for you then.
Yeah. And, I released the album last year in Europe and kind of I've enjoyed the slow progress and the slow build and everything. And it's not that I didn't have any expectations with what would happen. I just kind of did it and very much told myself that I will surrender to the will of it. I will go where it takes me. So when I got the phone call from the label that I'm licensing the music with in the States, when I got that call asking if I wanted to release it still in the States, I was at a point where I was like, oh, I'm done now. Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to continue anymore. I want to move on to something else. But then I knew I had to serve the music.
You can watch some of her other performances, including this one, on our social media feeds, the checkout from WBGO, or check out jazz.org, but also with some of our sister programs, the Tiny Desk Concert at NPR, and you did a Night Owl that was pretty beautiful, too, where you cried all the time.
Was I crying?
Well, that's what you said in an interview.
Did I admit to that? Oh, no. Oh, God, I can't remember what I admit to.
Hopefully you're going to be detaching yourself more and more from this repertory, because I understand this album, You and I, is a breakup not only from a man, but a city as well.
From London. It's a weird one, because when I wrote the album, I was imagining actually being in Mississippi, and then I went to Harlem, and then I went to Paris in my imagination. So I never, and then actually, no, it was war-torn Britain, so it's like 1940s Britain. And those are the time zones that I kind of put my imagination into. So I was never really writing it as a Londoner living there now, which is probably why I escaped, because I realized by traveling back in time in my head, I was like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Well, let's travel back in time a little bit to, I believe, the year of 2012, where you had a kind of artistic spiritual awakening of sorts. And I'm sure you've told this story a number of times. You sort of have a Paul Robeson-like figure in your own family.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's the Britain version of Paul Robeson in kind of a strange way. Although Paul Robeson was more of a polemic, and maybe your great uncle was more of a partier.
Yeah.
His name is Leslie Hutch Hutchinson, and he was perhaps maybe the most famous cabaret singer of his era in Britain. Studied under none other than Cole Porter. Let's listen to him sing a little Cole Porter, just to hear what your great uncle sounds like.
When the jungle shadows fall, like the tick-tick-tock of stately clock, as it stands against the wall, like the drip-drip-drip of the raindrop, when the summer shower is through, so a voice within me keeps repeating, you, 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 night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you.
From my, at least my ears, and maybe our listeners' ears, I hear you channeling your great uncle, even though you maybe never met him, because he passed away in 1969.
Yeah, I mean, when I was writing the album, I did make a little shrine to him. I mean, I was told about him in my kind of teens, and there was a biography written about him later, and which I read, and then I... But I'd already gone to stage school and learnt to sing this type of music or style of music. So it wasn't like I was like emulating or copying him. I'd already trained to sing that kind of style. And then in October 2012, he was commemorated and blue plaqued in London. And it was at that ceremony where I just felt this.
Is that like the highest honor you can receive in the arts, sort of?
Yeah, like? I mean, because it's quite a kind of, it's the English National Trust that does it. So it's kind of saying you are a trusted, you know, you are part of our national culture. The whole family were there, and there was a Stephen Fry, who's a kind of presenter and actor in the UK. He was presenting because they're from the same club. If you know, you know what I mean.
Oh, I do know what you mean. I know what
they're
you mean.
They're from the same club.
Meaning they're bisexual.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was presenting the award or the ceremony, and it was just like, okay, that's my family. That's like, that's part of me. This has come through us, and blood flows, and I feel so proud, and I can't believe that I'm part of this. And then, I don't know, he just made me feel brave. He made me just lose a lot of my own issues that I had with being black and female and not feeling like I could represent myself in that genre of music now. Take away the colour, but even just try and attempt to do the music that I was trained to do at this time. It's like, how do I make it happen? I don't know how people would take it without me looking like it's pastiche or some kind of, you know, gimmick.
Well, let's hear some more of this original voice from Alani. And I should say, Marvin Dolly on guitar.
Just an old-fashioned kiss gets me hard even in winter. How can I resist? Oh, how you tease me. A simple kiss upon my cheek makes my knees a little weaker. Your lips are like spring morning dew on a railroad. A kiss me quick, oh, a kiss me high. Oh, you make it slow, slow. Make it a soft, oh, cheek to a cheek, oh, a palm to palm, oh, just as long as you keep me close. Caress me in the park, smooch me up in the taxi, and those lingering hugs, yeah, you got me in paradise, and I'm feeling love, so much love, oh, oh, oh. And you give me those lips, don't ever stop, oh, don't you stop to kiss me quick, oh, kiss me high, oh, you make it slow, 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 make it soft, oh, cheek to a cheek, palm to palm, just as long as you keep me close. Oh, just as long as you keep me close. Baby, oh,
won't you keep me closer?
Fashion Kiss, Alani joins us in studio. We thank her for being here. Where was your most memorable kiss?
Oh, wow. Most memorable kiss. I think it's when I've been caught off guard, when I didn't know, I really didn't know it was coming. Like, whoa, okay. Oh, this is good. I've been single for 6 years and Tinder's just making things worse. I don't have to do anything. There's no effort. It's just swipe, 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 ticks, whatever. Like, yeah, it's getting pretty dire.
And does that, do you think, help you sing these songs of love, being single?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't have written the songs if I was in a relationship. It wouldn't have been fair on the person that I would have been with. And also, just... I had to be miserable and I had to be sad and I knew I had to kind of be in a certain state, and I would, even when I was recording the songs, I would conjure up these situations, like pretend to fall in love with men, not kiss them or anything, but just conjure up these things.
Give us a scenario. Just to,
oh no, they're so embarrassing now.
Oh, come on.
Okay, well, there was this one actor guy who was gorgeous. He had this kind of... what's his name? John Hamm thing going on. Big blue eyes, Italian. And he was really sweet. He helped me to move apartments, just volunteered to help me do this. And then I was like, okay, wow, okay, he likes me. And I just took it to a whole different level because it's like, okay, I've got to go to the studio and I've got to record these songs. I've got to feel like I'm in love. So I just imagined that I was in love with him. But I wasn't. So I would literally, you know, kind of maybe send a message like, okay, you know, hope to see you later or something, knowing that he wouldn't reply. And then I'd go to the studio, look at a picture of him, and then be like, okay, cue, let's sing Suddenly. And then, you know, look, staring at your blue eyes, so lovely. And look at the eyes. Okay, great. And then, I mean, I kind of knew what I was doing, but until after I finished the songs in the studio, then I really had... a view of what I was doing to myself.
Well, let's listen to Suddenly, Alani. This is from her recording, You and I, and who's playing piano on here?
Oh, it's James Whelan.
Suddenly, I'm woken by a vision of your blue eyes, so lovely. And suddenly you're back with me, over hills and valleys deep, you find me. Oh, the night seems so long, and the days carry on in spite of above are invited to fall into these open arms of mine. Oh, and suddenly I feel the worst. Have we been doomed to die? Oh, and suddenly, have I been cursed to live alone this life? I am waiting, all on my own. I'm waiting for you to come home. I'm waiting, waiting. spite of how I long for you, and the stars up above are invited to just like a lullaby. Suddenly I see you smile for a while, could it be, can it be, for a while.
Alani joins us in studio to talk about her debut recording that's doing so well. Marvin Dolly also joining us in studio on guitar. You mentioned you were in Mississippi for a bit when thinking about this record. And so why don't we take you to the river, the Mississippi River, and then we can actually ask you if you've been to the Delta.
No, I haven't. I was imagining being there, so I had an excuse to go and film a video there, because like I was totally living there in my imagination. It was it was Civil War time, and I guess I was the slave girl, and I had fallen in love with the master's son. And then he, you know, we kind of grew up together, and it was one point, I guess it would have been okay for us to be friends. And then at some point, no, but we still had this kind of youthful love. Now, I'm not going to say it's me because I'm not from Mississippi, but. And then the son goes off to war and comes back years later, and they realize that they're still in love, but it's forbidden, of course. It's really quite shocking to know that that law was only kind of made legal just a few decades ago, you know. So, but and I guess that was a point that I wanted to kind of make in my imagination, that yeah, we've come far, but we haven't really come that far, and we should all be free to love whoever we want. And I don't know how it all ends. Do they end up together? Do they have little cafe latte children? Who knows?
Cafe latte. I haven't heard that before. That's beautiful. Let's imagine the cafe latte children to the river, Alani.
That no matter.
Speaking of love, so did your great uncle, to remind everyone, Leslie Hutch Hutchinson is the great uncle of Alani. Did your great uncle have an affair with Cole Porter?
Well, I was there. I used to bring them, I used to serve them caviar and champagne. They used to like it on a Saturday afternoon. And then I was told to leave the room. I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, why not? I'd do that. That's what, yeah, totally. That's what I think when I read the book, and there was loads of documentaries as well being made at a certain point in the UK on the BBC and on Channel 4. And the more I learned about him, I was like, God, Cole Porter. Come on. I mean, he's a genius. He's a legend. It's like, if you can imagine that he would write these songs and he could deliver them. And you have that chemistry with, you know, that instant. If Cole Porter couldn't sing his own songs and he found someone to do it and he loved his writing, they would be in robes together and playing the piano. Like, that's just like, that's living, that's life, that's art. And if they got to embrace it in each other and find something in each other that brought out the best in them, inspired each other, go for it. That's how I feel.
Alani joins us here on The Checkout, and we're listening to music from a recording, You and I, and all the sounds and sources of information that we are putting in our brain while we listen to your music. You would never think that you are a huge Black Sabbath and Rage Against the Machine fan, among other things.
Oh, you've done your homework. Yeah, I love me some Aussie. I used to do a cover version of Sweet Leaf, and I used to be a backing singer, so I was doing backing singing for
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, but this time I was doing
Andrea Bocelli.
I was doing it with Leona Lewis at a charity event, and Ozzy Osbourne was there, and I was like, right, I'm going to go over to him. And I was like, I do a version of your song Sweet Leaf, you know, is that okay? And he was like, absolutely. I was like, okay, thank you very much, sir. So yeah, it was nice just to have a little, I never get fanatical. I was never a kid who had posters on my wall and stuff like that. But when I have these certain engagements with someone like Ozzy Osbourne, I lost my head a little bit. Can I sing your song, please, sir? Yes.
Well, can you sing it for us?
Well, Sweet Leaf.
Yeah.
Doom, doom, doo, doo, doo. Do. Do you want to play that? I can't remember the words. When I first met you, I didn't realize I can't forget you or your disguise. You introduced me to my mind and left me wanting more of your kind. Oh yeah. All right now. That's it. I probably mashed all of those words from different verses together because I couldn't remember them. But I think you get the hint. You get the idea.
It was awesome. And we appreciate you, Alani, for joining us here today and spending some time with us and getting to know your music. I had a great time getting to know you and Marvin Dolly on guitar, y'all. I'd like to give a special thanks, shout out to Corey Goldberg on our music mix, Chris Tobin on video, can you please just do our robot voice one more time, Alani?
What's the robot voice?
In goodbye, when you said hello.
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. When you're lost and feeling lonely,
breath to ease out the day. For every leaf's got to fall to give life to the soil. It's a circle that's never the same. Don't quit when those rocks graze your hands. For seeds will grow, come sun, rain, or snow. It's a circle that's never the same. So just face it, take a stand, hold your future in your hand. For in springtime you'll be laughing as you run through fields of gold. So let's start believing and dreaming and hear what the heart's got to say, for it will guide you through the dark and relieve all your fears. So, close your eyes, hold on tight, 'cause you're in for a ride on the circle that's never the
That's Alani performing live in our studio. Again, we thank the vocalist for joining us. If you want to hear our studio session again, go to our website at checkoutjazz.org or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. On our website right now, you can see a live performance of another vocalist we just captured at Berklee College of Music, part of our Checkout Live series at Berklee. Her name is Lauren Kinnon, and she recently put out an album, A Sleeping Bee, in tribute to her childhood vocal idol, Nancy Wilson. I recommend by going to our website at checkoutjazz.org, and you can see our entire concert there. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.